听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有五秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9:15.
你将有五秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 C 项，并将其标在试卷上。现在，你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Jack, are you going camping with your friends this weekend?
It depends. If it's sunny, we'll go.
The weatherman says it's going to rain.
In that case, we'll go to the cinema instead.
Excuse me, could you mind my bags for a moment? I want to buy some food at the convenience store.
No problem, but be quick. It was announced that my train would arrive in 10 minutes.
'Bob came out of hospital last Friday. Have you got a chance to visit him?
I plan to see him this Saturday.
Aren't you going to the conference then?
No, it has been rescheduled for next Monday. 'Sorry, miss. We made a terrible mistake adding up the bill. Here is the $10 we have to return to you.
Oh, I didn't notice that. It's okay. Don't blame the waiter. He's been really nice. Do you think we should get Steve a book for the new year?
Books are good, but Steve wouldn't take just any book. He has to have this particular one on geography.
(1) 到此结束。(2) 听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第6和第7 两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Hello, Sarah.
Hello, David. I can't come for dinner tonight. Sorry.
Oh, what happened?
We've got a new case, and things get pretty crazy here in the office.
Well, then I'll come to you.
No, not tonight. Let me see if I can arrange another night.
Sarah, please. We need to talk. It's about my job.
Then tell me on the phone.
No, it's better if we do it in person. How about tomorrow night?
I'm not sure. You can give me a call tomorrow afternoon.
Okay. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, David. I can't come for dinner tonight. Sorry.
Oh, what happened?
We've got a new case, and things get pretty crazy here in the office.
Well, then I'll come to you.
No, not tonight. Let me see if I can arrange another night.
Sarah, please. We need to talk. It's about my job.
Then tell me on the phone.
No, it's better if we do it in person. How about tomorrow night?
I'm not sure. You can give me a call tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
听下面一段对话，回答第八和第九两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Jim will call on us this afternoon.Do you know where he is now?
Wait. Let me see. He has sent two messages saying that he's done with his work at the office and got a taxi and he'll arrive in 20 minutes.
We can't keep him waiting outside our home. We have to hurry.
But it takes at least half an hour to get out of the city centre by bus. Look at the traffic.
Let's get off.We can save at least 20 minutes by walking through the park.
Are you sure?
Yes, 100%. Jim will call on us this afternoon. Do you know where he is now?
Wait. Let me see. He has sent two messages saying that he's done with his work at the office and got a taxi and he'll arrive in 20 minutes.
We can't keep him waiting outside our home. We have to hurry.
But it takes at least half an hour to get out of the city centre by bus. Look at the traffic.
Let's get off. We can save at least 20 minutes by walking through the park.
Are you sure?
Yes, 100%.
听下面一段对话，回答第十至第十三四个小题。现在你有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Morning, Mark.
Morning, Clara. How was your weekend?
Great. I went to my grandpa's. He invited us to pick vegetables on his farm. My daughter had a great time there. What about you?
Oh, I had a truly incredible experience. I dropped by a yard sale on Saturday and got several books.
Novels?
A novel and two poetry collections. As I leafed through the novel, a piece of paper fell out. It was an air ticket from 2012. The flight was from Los Angeles to Chicago, and the name on the ticket was Ashley Lewis.
Was it?
Yes, Ashley, my sister. In 2012, she lived in Los Angeles, and her husband worked in Chicago. Both of them often flew between the two cities. I asked the seller where he got the book. He said it was bought at a second-hand bookstore in Los Angeles 3 years ago. Last year, he and his family moved from Los Angeles to Philadelphia.
So all the way across the country, your sister's old book landed in your hands. That's really crazy. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Clara. How was your weekend?
Great. I went to my grandpa's. He invited us to pick vegetables on his farm. My daughter had a great time there. What about you?
Oh, I had a truly incredible experience. I dropped by a yard sale on Saturday and got several books.
Novels?
A novel and two poetry collections. As I leafed through the novel, a piece of paper fell out. It was an air ticket from 2012. The flight was from Los Angeles to Chicago, and the name on the ticket was Ashley Lewis.
Was it?
Yes, Ashley, my sister. In 2012, she lived in Los Angeles, and her husband worked in Chicago. Both of them often flew between the two cities. I asked the seller where he got the book. He said it was bought at a second-hand bookstore in Los Angeles 3 years ago. Last year, he and his family moved from Los Angeles to Philadelphia.
So all the way across the country, your sister's old book landed in your hands. That's really crazy.
听下面一段对话，回答第十四至第十七四个小题。现在，你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Victor, you've been here in Indiana for 6 weeks now. How are you feeling?
I think I've got used to college life, going to classes, working out and hanging out with my friends. Though there's pressure to meet deadlines, life here is never boring.
What's been hard about being an Indiana basketball player?
Well, the training is very competitive.Weightlifting and running every day. It's not like high school. In high school, I really didn't have to do that. I'm just trying to get used to it, and I think I am.
At this point, how do you see yourself fitting into this group?
I think we are all different. George is from Britain. Chris and Leo are from Australia. I'm from France.And the rest are Americans. But I get along with everybody. You know, we are really starting to bond. It's great to see how we grow each day as a team.
Thanks, Victor. I wish you a very happy and fruitful stay in Indiana. Victor, You've been here in Indiana for 6 weeks now. How are you feeling?
I think I've got used to college life, going to classes, working out and hanging out with my friends. Though there's pressure to meet deadlines, life here is never boring.
What's been hard about being an Indiana basketball player?
Well, the training is very competitive, weightlifting and running every day. It's not like high school. In high school, I really didn't have to do that. I'm just trying to get used to it, and I think I am.
At this point, how do you see yourself fitting into this group?
I think we are all different. George is from Britain. Chris and Leo are from Australia. I'm from France, and the rest are Americans. But I get along with everybody. You know, we are really starting to bond. It's great to see how we grow each day as a team.
Thanks, Victor. I wish you a very happy and fruitful stay in Indiana.
听下面一段独白，回答第十八至第二十三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Good evening, dear listeners. When was the last time you enjoyed leisure activities? Do you want to live a full and happy life? Today I am going to introduce to you a magazine that features the art of living. The Idler was launched by Tom Hokanson back in 1993, with the intention of providing a bit of fun, freedom,and achievement in a busy world. It is now published bi-monthly. In every issue, you'll find an interesting mix of interviews and essays on the good life, history, philosophy, arts, and fashion photography. You'll find much to laugh at and much useful stuff as well, from recipes for making bacon to guides to housekeeping.If you've ever felt that there's more to life than boring jobs, then why not subscribe to it? The Idler is a cheering read that makes you feel better about life. You can download the application and subscribe today to get your first issue free. Good evening, dear listeners. When was the last time you enjoyed leisure activities?Do you want to live a full and happy life? Today I am going to introduce to you a magazine that features the art of living. The Idler was launched by Tom Hokanson back in 1993, with the intention of providing a bit of fun, freedom, and achievement in a busy world. It is now published bi-monthly.In every issue, you'll find an interesting mix of interviews and essays on the good life, history, philosophy, arts, and fashion photography. You'll find much to laugh at and much useful stuff as well, from recipes for making bacon to guides to housekeeping. If you've ever felt that there's more to life than boring jobs,then why not subscribe to it? The Idler is a cheering read that makes you feel better about life. You can download the application and subscribe today to get your first issue free.
第二节到此结束。现在你有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。听力部分到此结束。